An outbreak of honesty. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. We are 3 weeks past the election, and based on what I'm reading, there is no indication of any organized attempt to change votes, steal votes, or fabricate votes in any state. In the close race for Arizona governor, Carrie Lake, who appears to have lost, has filed a lawsuit, but she's only alleging mistakes, not a concerted attempt to change the outcome. The Associated Press checked all six battleground states where the 2020 results were disputed and found no fraud investigations underway this year. Georgia, for example. After the 2020 election, a new law gave the Georgia Bureau of Investigation the authority to investigate significant election fraud at will, but it found nothing worth investigating this year. It is still investigating an incident from 2021 when the head of the Republican Party in Georgia's Coffee County and a couple of county elections officials arranged to copy the hard drives of the county's voting machines for one of Trump's attorneys. But the issue there was a security breach by unauthorized outsiders playing detective, not an attempt to alter votes, as far as we know. In Florida, the state's new Office of Election Crimes and Security saw a little action, arresting 20 people for illegally voting in the 2020 election. All of them had been convicted of felonies, but thought their right to vote had been restored since they were allowed to register. But again, that was 2020. Nothing so far this year. So, a big thank you to all of you who did not commit fraud and to the parents who raised you right. It's good to know that most of us are honest people. And it's another reminder that the big problem with our elections is not the people who vote more than once, but the people who don't vote at all. By the way, if those election integrity investigators are looking for something to do, how about investigating those self-appointed armed poll watchers who showed up at drop boxes with weapons and cameras? I realize they were providing security, but I'm not so sure everybody saw it that way.